Jackson's coming. I gotta pretty this place up.
Well, how do I look, Pop?
Hey, you look great, son. And you must feel cool.
Why?
Your fly is open.
Well, how's your whiplash, Pop?
Oh, it's a little better.
Yeah, well, maybe tonight when you go to the drive-in movie, you'll watch the movie like you're supposed to instead of looking at other people's cars.
Okay, son.
But the place looks nice, man. Thanks for cleaning it up.
Right. And in honor of meeting your new girlfriend, I didn't sweep the trash up under the rug like I usually do.
Good.
Yeah, just don't open the closet door. Sit down, son. You got a few minutes, ain't you?
Yeah.
Sit down. I think it's time for us to have a little talk. I think you're old enough.
I think I'm old enough, too.
There are men and there are women.
Pop.
Hold it. And there are birds and there are bees.
Is this going to be one of those conversations about the facts of life?
Yes.
Will you tell me about the birds and the bees?
No, I want you to tell me about the birds and the bees. Because I ain't been stung in years.
Okay, Pop, what's on your mind?
Well, this girl is on my mind. Now, tell me about her.
Well, there isn't that much to tell.
What do you mean, not much to tell? Look, son, you got a girlfriend, and you've been going to her every single day this month. And you mean tell me you got nothing to say about it? You serious about it, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm very serious.
Well, but you haven't told me a thing about her.
I know, Papa. See, I...
Listen, son, now let's get one thing clear. I don't want to interfere. Last thing I want to do is be a nosy, prying parent.
Great.
Wait a minute. All I want to know is her name and address and place of birth and everything she's done in the past 10 years.
Okay, well, I know this is going to sound a little strange to you, Pop, but I don't know any more about Janet than you do.
You're kidding.
No, she doesn't talk about herself much, and I don't feel it's my place to ask.
Well, I don't think it's your place to ask either, so I'll ask.
I'm going to tell you one time and one time only, Pop. Janet means a lot to me, and if you interfere in our relationship, I'll never forgive you. Okay, now that's Janet now. Remember what I said, Pop. Just say hello, goodbye, and leave it at that, okay?
Hello, goodbye, and leave it.
Hi, Janet. Pop, I want you to meet Janet Rossum. Janet, this is my father, Fred Sanford.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah, I'll just say hello and leave it at that.
Well, we better be going, Janet, if we want to get to Memory Lane.
Okay, here, you drive. Nice meeting you, Mr. Sanford. Goodbye.
I'll just say goodbye and leave it at that.
Now remember what I said, Pop. Stay out of this, okay?
Stay out of it. Stay out of it. Can I answer the phone? Hello? No, I'm sorry, sir. You must have the wrong... Janet who? Oh, Janet. Sorry, buddy. She just left. Right. Bye. Uh-oh.
Hi, Fred.
I'll just say hello, Bubba, and leave it at that. Bubba, I'm really worried.
Me too. We better leave here now if we want to get to the drive-in movie in time to park in the first row.
Bubba, forget that.
Forget it? Fred, the last time we had a park in the back and watching the other couples necking, not only got you that whiplash, you fogged up the windshield and we only seen half of the picture.
Bubba, I'm worried about Lamont.
Yeah, why?
Because, see, he's been dating this same girl for a month, and I think he's in love with her.
Hey, that's great, Fred. But why are you worried?
See, the problem is that Lamont doesn't know anything about this girl because she won't tell him.
Oh, I see. And as a concerned father, you're worried that Lamont may be taken in by this silent and mysterious woman, right?
Exactly. You do understand, Bubba, don't you?
Sure I know, man. Look, I saw the same problem on a late movie last night. You see, George Peppard was in love with Audrey Hepburn.
Mm.
And the concerned father was played by that great athlete, Charles Lawton, who played Hunchback for Notre Dame.
Mama, when you talk, don't use your mouth.
Well, anyway, Fred, Audrey Hepburn said to Charles Lawton, "Daddy, oh, Daddy, I love him. Please don't interfere with my life." But the father suspected that something was suspicious about her boyfriend until a stranger called on the phone.
"Hello, I'm a stranger. Is Audrey Hepburn there?"
"Mama, that just happened right here a minute ago."
"No kidding. A stranger call here for Audrey Hepburn?"
"No, Bubba. Some guy called for Lamont's girlfriend. Now, what am I gonna do?"
"Well, look, Fred,
I'm really worried for my son, but I promised him I'd stay out of this."
"Well, look, why don't you do what the father did in the movie? He promised not to interfere, so he hired a private detective to find out about his daughter's boyfriend."
"He hired a private detective?"
"Yeah."
"And then what happened?"
"I don't know."
"You don't know?"
"No. You see, that's when I had to go into the kitchen and wash the butter off my face."
"What were you doing with butter on your face?"
"Oh, I dozed off and my head fell in the popcorn bowl."
"Well, that'll do it. Bubba, I just can't mess in Lamont's personal life. If I do, he'll never speak to me again."
"Whatever you say, Fred. But remember, it's a hard, cruel world out there. And Lamont is just a small, innocent fish in a sea of sharks."
"I'll get it." "Okay. All right, I'm coming."
"Is this the Sanford residence?"
Yeah, right."
"Is Janet Lawson here?"
"Well, no, she went out with my son."
"Okay, do me a favor, buddy." "Tell your son I'm looking for him. You got that?"
"Huh?"
"You tell your son I'm looking for him."
"Oh, okay."
"So long."
"Hey, Bubba."
"What?"
"Lamont, he might be just a little fish in a sea of sharks, but that was Jaws." "Yoo-hoo! Come in."
"Oh.
Have a little sit down there, Miss Hopkins."
"Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I can't stay long, but I'm just so pleased that you asked me over for a little chit-chat."
Help yourself to some tea."
"Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. Lovely."
"Yeah, you can keep the bag if you want to."
"You're too kind, yes."
"Well, listen, how are things with your son, Hoppy?"
"Oh, he is just wonderful, wonderful. He's such a fine police officer, such a fine... He did, however, have one minor setback last week."
"Setback?"
"He was at the policeman's picnic, and Chief Davis came up to him and asked him if he was enjoying himself. And Howard said, 'Oh, I'm having a gay old time.' And he has to dress at home now. You see, they won't allow him to dress at home."
"How are things on your job? You're
a store detective, yes."
"Yeah, really? A detective?"
"Yes."
"Oh, what a coincidence."
"Coincidence? What?"
"Yes, you see, I have a friend who has a little problem that maybe you could help me with, being that you're a detective by coincidence."
"Yes, well, what is the nature of the problem?"
"The nature, yes. Well, my friend has this girl that he's been having nature with."
"Yes."
"But the girl won't tell him anything about herself."
"Sounds as though she might have some skeletons in her closet."
"Yes. And I don't want my friend to become one of them."
"Now, well, Mr. Sanford, I think this girl's background should definitely be investigated."
"Oh, how true. How may I ask?"
"Yes. Well, my technique would be to enter her home posing as a poll taker, let's say. Ask a few questions, and then, Mr. Sanford, observe."
"Observe what?"
"Well, Well, the way she wears her hat, mm-hmm. the way she sips her tea, the memory of all the... No, no, they can't take that away from me.
I wish they could.
Well, I guess I'd better be off, yes.
Yes, you are a little off.
Mr. Sanford, if your friend decides to investigate, he must have, of course, a sidekick.
A sidekick?
Oh, yes, indeed. All the great crime fighters had sidekicks. I mean, Sherlock Holmes has his Watson. Starsky has his Hutch.
Even Ellery had his queen.
Not funny, Mr. Sanford.
I bet you this. When you were a detective, you had a sidekick too, didn't you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did.
I know. I can see he kicked you in the side of your face. And you probably never will.
Hey, Pop.
Hello, Lamont. How's my favorite nephew?
Just fine. Hey, where's my father?
Beautiful son, a beautiful day, a beautiful sister-in-law.
Oh, Fred.
Esther and I were just having a little chat in the kitchen there, son, getting to know each other better.
You feeling okay, Pop?
Oh, your Pop's fine. He's just bending his ways.
Well, it's about time. Well, I gotta go.
Hey, listen, son, you going to visit that girl again tonight?
Well, I might go out with Janet later, you know, but right now I gotta make some deliveries. I'll see you later.
Okay, son. I'll see you. I'll be here with my lovely...
Go ahead on, Fred. Go ahead on.
Back off, Esther. Back off. Back off. You're curdling the cream in my coffee.
But, Fred...
Esther, don't misunderstand, please. See, I had to make sweet talk to you so Lamont wouldn't know that you were my sidekick.
Well, I'm still not so sure that we should interfere in Lamont's personal affairs.
Esther, I told you, it's for his own good. We have to protect him.
But if you want my help, you're going to have to be nice to me.
Okay, I apologize. I need you in this cape, Esther. You're going to be my right hand and my left hand.
All right, Fred.
Now, there's just one thing I have to do before we start.
What?
Find me some gloves.
I'm coming.
Good evening. Are you Janet Lawson?
Yes.
Well, we're here from the census taker's office.
Census takers?
Yes. And we'd like to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
Well, my name is Amber Esterson, and this is my assistant. My assistant.
I'm the Falcon. Peter Falcon.
His nickname is Old Dumbo.
That's Columbo.
Excuse me. Why don't we all sit down?
Yeah. We have a few important questions to ask.
My, you have a lovely place. I admire your taste.
Yes,
oh, thank you. I got most of it at Beckman's on sale.
Now, these questions.
Beckman's?
Oh, I shop there all the time.
Now, these questions.
I just love this
question. Question number one is.
I'm always picking up a bargain.
How would you like to be picking your teeth up off the ground? As I was saying, madam, I think you'll find these questions very impersonal and easy to answer with a simple yes or a no.
Fine, go ahead.
Well, have you ever been arrested? And if so, when, where, and how much time do you spend in the big house, including escape attempts? Yes or no?
What kind of a question is that?
Well, I would give it an A-.
Is this a census poll?
Oh, you'll have to look over my assistant. He gets carried away sometime. I'll ask the questions from now on. Now, are you married, dear?
No, I'm divorced.
Aha! Now we're getting somewhere.
I have met someone awfully nice, though.
Oh, really? Who may I ask?
His name is Lamont, and he's warm and intelligent and handsome.
Probably takes after his father.
You know, I think so.
You do?
I only met Mr. Sanford once, but I have the feeling that he's a pretty good guy.
You think so?
Oh, he's kind of a grouch on the outside, but I'll bet that underneath, is a warm, loving person. That's why I love his son.
Now for my next question.
Esther, forget about the next question. Look, come on. I want you to go on home, Esther, by yourself. See, you'll be safe because this is Be Kind to Someone Ugly Week. I'll explain it to you. Look here, honey.
Mr. Sanford!
I'm sorry, Janet, but see, you wouldn't tell Lamont anything about yourself, and I didn't want him to get hurt, and I had to know.
Well, I'm sorry too, Mr. Sanford, and I guess I deserve it, and you do have a right to know. Mr. Sanford, the reason I didn't tell Lamont anything about myself was because I was afraid if he knew, he wouldn't like me anymore.
What do you mean he wouldn't like you? You're nice, and you're pretty, and you recognize handsome sons and fathers when you see them.
I'm divorced, I have a child, I work as a waitress in a bar, and I have a brother that's an ex-prize fighter.
I think I met your brother.
I know Lamont's never been married, and, well, I thought he wouldn't want to date a woman with the background and problems that I have.
Listen, Janet, may I call you Janet?
Sure.
Well, look, there's nothing wrong with being divorced or having children. Personally, some of the finest women I ever drooled over worked in bars.
But, Mr. Sanford...
And as for the prize fighters, you just saw my sister-in-law, Esther, with the cauliflower face.
But what about Lamont? How will he feel?
Look, I know my son. I can handle him.
You think so?
I know so. See, I think Lamont's lucky that you like him, Janet.
He's lucky you care about him. You're a nice guy, Peter Falcon.
Just call me Pete.
I love you, Pete.
Repeat.
I love you, Pete.
Yeah. Hello, son.
Oh, hey, Pop. Where you been, man? I was looking for you a while ago.
Oh, I've been here and there just enjoying myself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you seem like you're in a good mood.
I am. I feel great.
I'll see you later. I'm going over to Janet's.
However, I got a friend who has a big, big problem.
A friend?
Yeah. See, this acquaintance of mine. See, this guy has a girlfriend that he's crazy about.
Go on.
But this girlfriend won't tell him anything about herself.
I see.
So this guy's father...
Who only wants the best for his son. The friend is me, the father's you, right?
Well, it isn't Bing and Bill Cosby.
So long, Pop.
Wait, son. Don't you want to hear the rest of it?
See? I know what you're going to say, man. You found out some little small thing about Janet, and now you think she's not good enough for me.
Wrong. I found out one big thing about her. Maybe you're not good enough for her. She loves you.
Really?
Lamont, I'm going to tell you the truth. I think she's the greatest.
Hey, man, I don't know what to say, Pop.
Yeah, well, just go on over there and have a good time.
Yeah, right.
And listen.
Huh?
When you get over there,
yeah.
Make sure that you say hello to her son for me.
Her son? She's got a son?
Yeah. She got custody after the divorce.
Divorce? She's been married?
Yeah. See, but she supports herself because she works in a bar.
She works in a bar
at night.
Works in a bar at night, has a kid, been married to... I don't know if I want to go see a woman like that, Pop.
What do you mean? Your brain been divorced from your body a long time.
Well, you know what, Pop? I'm glad you interfered this time, man, because I could have made a big mistake.
Right, son. Because Janet, she's terrific. I mean, take my word for it. Now, go on over there.
I don't know, Pop.
Go.
Wait a minute.
Go.
I don't know, man, because she's got a lot of problems.
Son, take it from me now. If you don't tell her that you love her, she's going to have a big problem.
What?
Kissing a boyfriend with a fist stuck in his mouth.
Well, I don't know if I should
go.
Pop, I don't know if I should go.
But you go.
Honey! Lamont, come on in. May I have a kiss?
First, I want to tell you, I've got something to tell you, Janet, something I've been wanting to say for a while.
Oh?
Yeah. It worked.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it worked. He fell for it like a charm, man. It worked.
That's
phone.
Hey, where's David?
He's in the kitchen.
Hey, David!
Shh, you wake up my son. All
right. I heard, Lamont. Hey, and this calls for a celebration. Hey, you know, at first, I really didn't think your plan would work.
Well, see, I knew it would work. Now, if I had just told Pop everything about Janet, he would have carried on something awful.
So you let him find out for himself.
Right. I let him meet you on his own terms, and he was going to meddle anyway, but this way he got a chance to meet you on his own terms.
Well, I still think it was pretty sneaky of you sending David over there to scare your father.
Maybe, but I got the feeling that the old man could handle himself pretty good.
So, you know, I think this calls for a toast.
Yep. Calls for a toast.
To Fred G. Sanford. The G stands for a great father and maybe a great father in...
Go slow, baby. Go slow.
We'll tell. Hey, Pop. You waited up for me. I think that's nice.
Right, son. I fell asleep right after the monster movie.
Oh, yeah? What was the movie called?
It was called Gork, East New York, and gets the thank you note from President Ford. Listen, son. Why don't you sit down and tell me what happened with Janet?
You really want to know?
Of course I want to know. I'm concerned. I care about you, son. I want you to be happy.
Well, I think things are going to be all right between Janet and I, Pop.
Hey, that's great. You know, she's terrific.
Yeah, you know, you were right about her, Pop.
I'm always right.
I mean, so what if she has a child?
Sure, children are great.
She's still nice to spend time with.
Spend all the time you want.
Yeah, so what if she works in a bar?
Bars are fun.
So what if she's been married?
I've been married, and I'm okay.
You sure are, Pop.
Yeah, and so you'll keep on going out with her, huh?
More than that, Pop.
More than what?
Well, Janet and I might be getting engaged.
What?
Yeah. See, you got to get engaged before you get married.
Married? Are you crazy? Why you want to get involved with a girl like that? She's divorced, she has a child, she works in a bar, she's short. I don't like the way she wears her hair. Her dress is too short. The way she walks. Got a dress big old nose. Any more ears?
Right, Janet. Yeah, tomorrow at 8. I miss you too, honey. Every second that I'm away from you seems like a year. I can't wait until tomorrow. Bye-bye, my little sweetiekins.
Dinner's ready.
Hey, I appreciate you not teasing me about what you just heard, Pop.
Right.
And thanks for cooking dinner.
Well, that's the least I could do to see that my little dummykins had some yummykins to put in his tummykins.